Random House Audio presents Outtakes from a Marriage by Anne Leary. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. First of all, he's a Joe. Dad warned me about this. A different kind of dad might have said upon first meeting his daughter's fiancé, something along the lines of, seems like a nice enough fellow, or what does he do for work? My dad chatted with us for a few moments that April morning in 1987 when we drove all the way up to the Cape to give him the happy news. Then he pulled me aside to offer an urgent, intervention-minded critique. He's a Joe, if I ever saw one, he grumbled, squinting off at some indiscernible point down his dead-end, crushed-shell road. You could tell it pained him to have to say it. He stroked his thick nose with the crook of his finger in an effort to conceal his words. He's a real Joe, he emphasized again, wincing slightly. And just like most Neds are thoughtful and Jakes tend to be sly, David's smart and Jack's funny. Joes, according to Dad, are a handful. He's a Joe and he's a Leo. He's part Italian, and if that weren't enough, he's starring in a television show. A Joe with his own show is a lethal combination. I see that now, of course, but back then, when I was still in the blinking, gushing, smitten stage of our relationship, I wasn't alarmed or annoyed by Dad's dire admonition, his superstitious nameology, as my brother Neil used to call it. I was thrilled. He's a Joe, I told myself. I've got myself a real Joe. And he didn't have a show then, and nobody but Dad gave a shit what his name was. And truth be told, I didn't find him much of a handful at all until...